Hello and welcome everyone to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Tuesday, May 24th, 2022. And if you are new to the Small Pod, he would like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day, all season long. And Marlins fans, yesterday was an off day as Miami is getting prepared to face the Tampa Bay Rays and will be a very quick two-game series against interstate rival. And what should be also a very good series. Marlins fans, the Marlins are coming off a win against the Braves. And by mean win, I just mean they had one win against the Braves, and that was on Sunday in a 4-3 victory. So a one-run game came into our favor. But to preview a little bit of this game, the first pitching matchup should be one of the best almost the whole year for Miami, as it'll be Pablo Lopez going up against Shane McClanahan, who is having one of the best seasons for the Rays and the AL this entire year. He's 3-2, 46 innings, 2.33 ERA, and a 0.86 whip. And what really stands out is strikeout to walk ratio, 65 strikeouts to 10 walks. In comparison, Pablo has 48 strikeouts to 11 walks. So Shane McClanahan has been more efficient when it comes to strikeouts and pretty much the same when it comes to walks. For Pablo, he's 4-1, 46 innings pitched, 1.57 ERA, and a 0.91 whip. And it should be a very fascinating matchup. As for the Rays, they have gone through their fair share of injuries so far this season, but they are still the Rays. They're still one of the best teams in the AL, and especially in that very strong, that top heavy AL East division. They are led by Randy Arozarena. They are also led by Wander Franco, who is also having one of the better years this year, averaging 261, 702 OPS, 4 home runs, and a really just top to bottom team. Obviously, the hitting power, home runs with Mike Zunino, Marlins legend, Harold Ramirez. They have a lot of great young talent, like I said. Wander, they also have Taylor Walls, they also have Brandon Lau, a lot of really great talent on that Rays stat, on that Rays roster, and their pitching staff is also really good as well. Shane McClanahan, they have former Cy Young Award winner Corey Kluber, Drew Rausman, JP Firestone, who has become one of the best relievers in baseball, 20 innings pitched, has yet to allow an earned run, which is really incredible to see, especially the way baseball is have been almost seemingly this year. Really surprised just how great JP has been for the Rays. And for Miami, they are coming off, as I said, a series loss. Not the best way to go about it. And also coming into this game in St. Pete against the Rays, Pablo will start today. And also a TBD for Wednesday as of recording. It was supposed to be Trevor Rogers' spot, but he'll probably go off and play that Friday game against the Atlanta Braves, as they will travel to Atlanta. But it's really surprising. Could it be probably most likely a bullpen game, as maybe Cody Poteet will get a fair share of innings, but he is coming off multi-inning performance just a few days ago against Atlanta. So it'll be good to see what Don Mattingly has to do in that for that game. Cody Poteet potentially starting, opening for the Marlins. Could it be Marlins going in just really bullpen heavy? Would they want to give Cody Poteet that many innings? Richard Blyer is due to come back very soon. He's on a rehab assignment. And it's always, you know, good to see what Miami is going to do on these players, especially on that part. But also to be said, I think one of the bigger things to look at is just the pitching rotation Miami has had so far this year, and really the bullpen, because Miami's bullpen it's really the definition of up and down. Sometimes they're really great, sometimes they're not the best. I believe they're at their best when maybe Anthony Bass is pitching, because he's had a really great year so far, 1.62 ERA, a whip of 0.84. Really great to see from Anthony Bass. And also, really, I would also go with Lewis Hedges, surprisingly having a very underrated year. Everyone else is really just hit or miss. Tanner Scott with an ERA above 4. Anthony Bender has not been good at all this year. We tried him at the closer role. Yes, he does have a good amount of saves, but he does have blown saves, and just not overall looking like Anthony Bender should be that in that closer role. I think Anthony Bass should get a fair shot of it. Give him a couple chances. I think he really has deserved that spot for Miami. Another guy will probably be Steven Ogert. He's gone to some positions, high leverage. I believe there was one time that the bases were loaded and he got, I think it was Nelson Cruz out, which was really big for Miami in that National Series. ERA of only 2.31. Really great to see from Steven Ogert. And overall for Miami, I would love to see more of an impact from some hitters. Probably the main one would be Jesus Sanchez. Since that home run, Jesus Sanchez has really been up and down, has not really been the player that fans want to see from him. Hasn't really been that impactful yet. Even since that home run, he has up and down, two hits, a couple hits, but overall it's not really what people want to see from Jesus Sanchez. But I believe he'll get out of it this little rod, and he'll go on a really great tear for the rest of the year. And for some other guys, Joey Wendell is due to come back anytime now. Same thing with John Birdie. Great to see those guys come back out, so Miami can have a little depth on their bench. Sometimes their bench is a little weak, especially that time when Anthony Bass had to be a pinch runner. But overall, for this series with the Tampa Bay Rays, I'm really excited to see it. We will have Fish Stripes Live later out today around 5:30. So come out, come watch that. As the Miami Marlins will take on the Tampa Bay Rays, we'll get the series preview, and we'll also get everything for predictions and everything that has to be said. Also going down to the farm, maybe what's going on with Trevor Rogers, ERA above 5, 2-5 record. I don't know if you want to put him against the Tampa Bay Rays, maybe more familiar opponent with the Braves coming up. But that does it for me. Just a very quick pod. It was an off day, so we are getting ready to look at that Tampa Bay Rays series. So make sure to like, share, and subscribe to wherever you get the small pod. And do remember this, always, go Fish.